know we all want peace in our lives. I certainly do, and I'm sure you do too. That peace can be just the most elusive thing, especially at Christmas time, sitting down with family as we almost always do. And let's face it, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. And yet peace is what Christmas is all about. Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program, as today we take another look at Christmas from a different perspective. Peace is the recurring theme of Christmas, even in today's society, which doesn't by and large know that much about Christmas. Christmas cards abound with white doves and the message of peace. People talk a lot about peace, but the more we talk, the less peace people seem to have in their lives. It's so elusive these days. Whether it's the war on terror or the skyrocketing divorce rates or the abuse of children or just our own everyday brand of dissatisfaction, you don't meet that many people out there with a kind of deep joy and peace shining out of their lives, do you? But God's promise through his son Jesus was peace, real peace, a peace in our lives that goes beyond any human understanding. I'm 48 years old, almost half a century. The first 36 years of my life, I lived as an enemy of God. Now, maybe that sounds a bit harsh, but I was in the game for what I could get out of it. Everything, money, status. In fact, status was really important to me. What other people thought of me, the clothes that I wore, the ties that I bought, the way I spoke, what I drove, what I drank, what I ate, where I dined at restaurants, where I lived. And I hated it when other people succeeded. I couldn't praise other people or give away the glory to other members of a team. Nothing. Bernie Diamond was in the centre of the universe. Full stop, end of story. Everything else had to revolve around me. And the biggest paradox of life for me is that that doesn't bring peace. The more we try to be at the centre and to stuff things into our lives and to build ourselves up and strut around like peacocks, the less peace we have. Because we're always comparing, we're always trying to get more. And there's no peace in that. You have to believe me, I am the expert at trying. I've fully spent 3/4 of my years on this planet Earth so far trying. Why? Why is it like that? Why? Don't those things give us peace? Because, you know, you'd switch the telly on, or you put the radio on, or you read a newspaper or magazine, everything is telling us to fill up ourselves. Buy, 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 and you will have joy and you will have peace, and it doesn't work. Well, as I said yesterday, it's because you and I are handcrafted in the image of God. We're not like animals. I mean, there are majestic animals around. There are whales and deer, and you look at them and they're majestic. But there's something very different about us. We've been made in the image of God by God himself, and he has hardwired us right down in our DNA, right down in who we are, for a relationship with him. Okay, so why doesn't God just have a relationship with us then? Why this whole Christmas, send your son Jesus to become a Jewish carpenter and die on the cross shtick? Over the course of this week, we've been looking at God. Dad is what Jesus taught us to call him. Loving and gentle and kind and wants the best for his kids. But God is also a holy God, a perfect God, something that we've all fallen well short of by design. God knew what he was getting when he made thee and me. God knew all the blunders and the failures and mistakes and all the horrible things that we'd ever do, think, say. When I look back on life, the bloopers, the hurts, I wonder if I were God, whether I would have ever bothered breathing breath into Bernie Diamond. What about you? The only way to a relationship with a holy, perfect God is Jesus. Now, that's not a popular thing to say these days, because we all want to go into this global group hug thing where every road leads to Rome, where it doesn't matter what you believe, we'll have peace and we'll have eternal life. Jesus doesn't give me the option to tell you that. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Why? Because Jesus was the Son of God. Because he was God who was born as a baby, who became a man, who showed us what God was like, who died on the cross to pay for my sin and yours, to pay the price, who rose again, who has victory over death. We can't work our way out of our own quagmire of sin into God's favour any more than we can flap our arms and fly to the moon. There is no other way except putting all our trust and believing in Jesus. That's God's plan. It's a plan of grace. A couple of thousand years ago, the Apostle Paul was sitting in a Roman dungeon on death row. He was there because he'd been out telling people about Jesus. And he wrote to some friends in Philippi. He wrote this. He said, "The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Why is that? Because when we have peace with God, that becomes the most important thing in our lives. After years of chasing around after peace and stuff and stuff and expending all this energy and money and emotional pain and not finding it, one day he came to me and I said yes. And ever since that day, I've had peace. He places his spirit inside of us. He makes his home with us. He has a personal, deep, intimate relationship with us. And that is only possible when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, his Son. And he puts his peace in us. Peace is trusting in God's power and his love and his sovereignty. Sure, we have ups and downs still. Some days are still difficult. It happens in everyone's life. But Paul, this apostle, had no right to be feeling that peace on death row. I understand that. Often in situations where I have no right to be feeling peace, in difficult, tough situations, yet I am so deeply at peace. It doesn't make sense. It surpasses all human understanding. God gives us a deep joy. I can't put it into words. I can't explain it, except to point at Jesus and say it's him. Just like Paul on death row, you know, he said, "This peace which guards our hearts and minds happens in Christ Jesus." Christmas is when Jesus came to give us that peace. Do you want that? Do you want to wrap your heart around him and know his peace? Because I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for anybody who is listening here today who desperately, desperately wants your peace. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them through your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray right now, Father God, that you would pour your Spirit over them and in them and through them. And by doing that, Lord God, I pray that over the next few minutes, hours, days, weeks, and months, they would come to know the peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.